We've talked visas, we've talked destinations,
Right.
but there's another like essential part of the Georgian experience we haven't really explored yet, and that's the food.
Ah, yes. Georgian cuisine. A true feast for the senses.
So as someone who's, you know, traveled extensively,
Yeah.
you probably had the chance to experience a lot of different local cuisines.
Oh, absolutely.
But what are some of the must-try dishes in Georgia? Like, what would you recommend to someone who's never been there before?
Well, you absolutely cannot miss out on khinkali.
Khinkali.
Khinkali. These are delicious soup dumplings filled with seasoned meat and broth,
Wow.
and each bite is like a burst of flavor.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a culinary adventure in itself.
Okay. I've also heard so much about khachapuri, like the cheesy bread.
Oh,
But
khachapuri.
what makes that so special?
What's fascinating about khachapuri is that each region of Georgia has its own unique twist on this beloved dish.
Okay.
So you have, for example, Ajuruli khachapuri, which is shaped like a boat,
Wow.
and it's topped with a runny egg and a generous pat of butter.
Oh, wow.
It's truly indulgent.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's very rich.
What about something sweet? Like, if you had to pick a dessert or something sweet to finish off a meal,
Oh, you have to try Churchhela.
Churchkela.
Okay.
It's a traditional Georgian treat made from nuts that are threaded onto a string
Okay.
and then dipped in this thickened grape juice.
Okay.
And then they dry it, creating this chewy, sweet, and nutty delight.
Wow.
Some people call it Georgian Snickers.
Okay, you've officially convinced me. Georgian cuisine is at the top of my to-do list.
It's definitely worth exploring.
Yeah. But let's get back to the more practical side of things.
Right.
We touched on traditional visas and their various categories,
Yes.
but you also mentioned something called residence permits.
Yes.
What are
Yes.
those all about?
So, residence permits are for those who are thinking about staying in Georgia for a longer period, possibly even making it their home.
Okay.
If someone falls in love with Georgia
Yeah.
and decides they want to stay longer than their initial visa allows,
Right.
that's a perfect example.
Okay, so what are some of the different types? Like, how does it work?
Right. So there are different types of residence permits to cater to different situations.
Okay.
So there are work permits for those with a job offer in Georgia. There are investment permits for those contributing to the economy. There are even short-term permits for those who own property in Georgia.
Wow.
And then if you've been living in Georgia with a temporary residence permit for a while, you might even be eligible for a residence permit for an unlimited period.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of options.
It is. It is. It can be a bit overwhelming,
Right.
but it does show that they're, open to people coming and staying in Georgia.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that people might face, you know, when going through this process?
Sure. So I think one of the common hurdles is the language barrier. A
Okay.
lot of the documents and forms are in Georgian, which can be challenging for those who don't speak the language.
Right.
Also, the process itself can be quite complex.
Yeah.
Gathering all the supporting documentation, financial statements, criminal record checks, things
Yeah.
like that.
So it sounds like having a good understanding of the process
Absolutely.
and being organized is crucial.
Planning and organization are key.
Right.
And if it feels overwhelming, there are legal experts and immigration consultants
Yeah.
who can guide you through the process.
Good to know. Okay, so we've talked about e-visas. We talked about traditional
Yeah,
visas,
right.
residence permits.
Yes.
Is there like anything else you want to add about successfully navigating Georgia's visa system?
Yeah, I think one crucial thing to remember, regardless of which visa you're applying for,
Okay.
is to be accurate and honest in your application.
Okay.
Any discrepancies or false information
Right.
can lead to rejection.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. We briefly touched on diplomatic visas earlier, but
Yes.
let's dive a bit deeper into the specifics of Category A visas.
Okay. So Category A visas are specifically designed for diplomats, consular officers, and those traveling on official government business.
So these are really important for, you know,
yeah.
facilitating international relations, diplomatic missions.
Absolutely. They streamline the process for diplomats and officials traveling to Georgia.
Right.
Which helps to foster collaboration and strengthen ties between nations.
But I imagine that the process for obtaining one is a little more stringent.
Oh, absolutely.
Than, say, a tourist visa.
Yeah. The eligibility criteria are much stricter. And the application process often involves a more thorough vetting process.
Okay.
Multiple layers of approval.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about Category B visas? What purposes do those serve?
Right. So Category B visas are a bit more diverse.
Okay.
They're typically granted to individuals who are coming to Georgia for activities that benefit the country in some way.
Okay.
So this could include things like humanitarian aid workers, mm-hmm. peacekeeping personnel,
okay.
Participants in cultural or scientific exchange programs.
So it's really about recognizing the contributions of people working in these fields.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's shift gears back to the visa realm for a moment.
Sure.
We didn't really talk much about e-visas for business or professional purposes.
Right.
What are the key things to know about those?
Okay. So the Georgia e-visa for business professional purposes is a fantastic option for those traveling to Georgia for short-term business engagements.
Okay.
So this could include things like attending conferences, mm-hmm. meetings, negotiating contracts.
Okay.
And it offers the same convenience and speed
yeah.
as the other e-visa categories,
okay.
with processing typically completed within 5 business days.
So no more lengthy traditional visa applications for those quick business trips.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a relief. What kind of documents would somebody need for this type of a visa?
Okay, so you'll need the usual documents. A valid passport,
mm-hmm.
a recent passport size photograph,
okay.
proof of your return or onward travel,
mm-hmm.
confirmation of your accommodation in Georgia,
okay.
and proof of your health and accident insurance.
Gotcha. And I imagine it's probably also important to demonstrate the business purpose of the visit.
Absolutely, yeah. You'll need to provide a business invitation
okay.
or an official letter from your employer that clearly outlines the purpose and duration of your trip to Georgia.
Okay.
This helps the authorities to verify the legitimacy of your business intentions.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you have this business visa,
right.
can you just work freely in Georgia?
So not exactly. It's important to remember that this e-visa is strictly for short-term business visits.
Okay.
It doesn't grant you the right to engage in employment or any commercial activities within Georgia.
So it's really just for those temporary engagements.
Exactly, yeah. If you're looking to work in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
you'll need to apply for a specific work visa.
Right.
Or explore other options like the residence permits that we discussed earlier.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We have covered so much ground today.
We have. It's been quite a journey.
From the intricacies of various visa types.
Right.
To the importance of accuracy and honesty in the application process.
Mm-hmm.
We've even indulged in a bit of virtual culinary tourism.
Yes.
With those mouth-watering Georgian dishes.
They're very tempting.
Yeah, I know. And we can't forget about Georgia's captivating landscapes
yes.
and rich cultural experiences. There's still so much more to uncover.